Zog de Gemara daf Yutesa mit Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. Ubeineim kamolei shtei rafkois. The Mishnah said that if you have pase, if you have a birois is a pit, a well, in the middle of Rishus Rabim that Oile Rogolim have to use to draw water from. So they're not going to have a mechitza around it, so they're not going to be able to draw the water on Shabbos and Yontif when they come. So we allow them to rely on pase birois, 4 corners, even if they're 10 amas apart from one another. Each corner, 10 amas apart from another, has a 1 ama small panel of 1 ama going in each direction, L-shaped, 45-degree angle. You have them on the 4 ruchos and the 4 corners. And even though all the dalat ruchos are breached, parot meruba lo'oimet, the 4 corners, those L-shaped corners, are sufficient that you can draw the water. It's not considered drawing from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. It makes it a shame Rishus Yochid within those pasei birois, within those abed yumdin. Now, the Mishnah said that ubeineyem, that means the space you can have between the yumdin, is kamole shtei rafkoi shal sholosh bokar, a set of 2 rafkois of 3 animals. That means 6 animals. So that ends up being 10 amas if every animal is 1 2/3 amma. That's Rameya Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Koshal Arba Kshurois, Veloy Mutorois. 4 animals that are kosher that are tied, and not if they're not tied, not if they're loose. And that ends up being 13.3. Now the Gemara is shtelling on the Lashon of Kshurois. They have to be Kshurois, the 4 animals, Veloy Mutorois. Zog the Gemara, Pshita, came in the tunnel leg, the Kshurois have, once we know it's tied, And that's why the space is a tight space. It's not a open area that's just mutarais, that the animals are freely roaming around, but rather they're tied. So pshita kevin the tonel de kshuris have anon yadin lahav mutarais. So we know it's not untied. It's repetitive to say it's tied and not mutarais and not untied. Obviously, it's not untied if it's tied. Zokim no, ma'aritemik kshuris keng kshuris. Maybe it doesn't require to really be tied. Maybe they have to be placed near each other in a way as if they would have been kshurois. That area they have to be placed, but not they have to be physically tied. Aval mamish loy, komash milon v'loy mutoris, they can't be untied. They have to be tied. Zog demor, achas nichneses v'achas yoitzer, that means 1 set of animals, either 3 or 4, is going in 1 direction, and the other set is facing the other direction. And that gives it a little more room. So that's a kula we learned before. So Zog Demora, it doesn't mean 1 animal 1 direction and another animal another direction. It means a set of 3 or a set of 4 on the different directions. Tono, Rivka nechneses v'rivka yoitzes. A whole set is going 1 direction and not individually every animal. Tono Rabbonon, kama roisha v'ruba shel pora. What's the area of roisha v'ruba? You know that the animal, even if you're going to make the pasebi rois, meaning the dyumdin, closer towards the bar, the animal has to drink and draw the water and drink while he's within the area of the dyumdin. So you can make the dyumdin closer to the bar, but the animal has to be able to fit in there like this. When he draws the water, it's going from Rishus Yochid and remaining in Rishus Yochid, and not that he's sticking out of the area of the pasei birois of the dyumdin. So you have to know what the roish v'ruba of an animal is to know what the minimal, where could you place the dyumdin. How close to the bar could you place it? You have to leave an area that the animal can fit in there. What's the closest you can bring the dyumdin towards the bar? Zogdemo, so you have to know how big the animal is. What's roish v'ruba v'parah? What's that amount? What's the area? Zogdemo, shtei amos. 2 amos. So you know the closest you can bring the dyumdin towards the bar is 2 amos. Like this, the animal can be roish v'ruba. And that's the roish v'ruba of a parah. V'kama ovyoi, what's the width of the parah? Meaning we get to the cheshbon of 10 amos or 13.3, dependent on 3 animals or 4 animals that are times 2. We have to know their width. So Gemara, kama oy bishal pora, amo v'shnei shlish amo, 1 ama and 2/3 ama. Zok du Gemara, daf yutesam et beis, shehen ke'eser, which ends up being an area of around 10, divir ha-meyer. Now the Gemara is going to ask him, it's not around 10, it's exactly 10. If you have 6 animals, that are each one is 1 2/3, so every set of animals is 5 amas, because 3 times 1 2/3, 3 times 1 is 3, and then 3 times 2/3 is 6/3, which is another 2. 3 times 2 is 6 over three is six. Over three is another two. So every set of three animals is exactly five amas. Three and 2/3 is exactly three plus two amas, which is five amas. The second set is the exact same thing again. So it ends up being ke'eser amas, which is not really eser. It's exactly eser, not ke'eser. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir's shita. Rav Yehuda Omer, k'shloishesre amas, ukarbe asre amo. It's around 13, around 14. Now we know it's 13.3. But the Gemara is going to make the cheshbon of 13 and a third. The Gemara is going to make a cheshbon between 13 and 14, the Gemara says first. Zog di Gemara, ke'eser. First we ask on Rav Meir, why is it around 10? Ho eser haven, it's exactly 10. So Gemara b'shmin boi lemisti sefer, k'shloishesre. Because the sefer is not 13, it's around 13. We know it's 13 and a third. Zog di Gemara, k'shloishesre. It's not 13, it's not around 13. Tvei haven, we know it's more than 13, because 8 times 1 and 2 thirds, it's 13 and 13 and a third, 13.3. So, it's not 13. Zog di Gemara, tvei haven. Zog di Gemara b'shmin boi lemisti, k'arba esre. It's you wanted to say it's around 14. Uka arbesrei holoi havia. Frek di Gemara, what do you mean it's like 14? It's not 14. It's 14 is too high of a number. Omra Papa, the final teretz is yeseros al shalosh esrei. It's more than 13 according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is 8 animals. The ena magiyas la basse, and it doesn't reach 14. So 13.3. That's exact cheshbon of 8 times 1 2/3. 8 animals, each set of 4. Times 1 2/3 is 13.3. So at the end of the day, it says ke'ese baremeyer otu Rabbi Yehuda, where it's taka k'shloishe. It's not exactly 13. It's more than 13. It's not 14. It's karbas. It's less than 14. It's exactly 13.3. But it's taka k'shloishe. So the reish, even though it's exactly 10, contra meyer, it says ke'ese also. Zok di gemara omra popa. Bebor shmoine du kulam aloi pligi deloi binam pshutin. There's a machlokes remeyer Rabbi Yehuda. Remeyer in the Mishnah says that you have pshutin besides the drundin. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention pshutin. Where exactly is the machloikas between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda? So when the bar itself is 8 amas, so the bar is 8 amas. Now we said the animal needs 2 amas of an area of Rosh of Rubai. The drundin cannot be closer than 2 amas to the bar. So you have 2 amas on the right, 2 amas on the left. So the area is going to be automatically 8 is the bar, and then 9, 10, 11, 12, 2 amas on each side. All directions is 2 amas, also the front and the back. But the point is, the width is going to be 12 amas. And now the jumdin, the corners, the L-shaped corners, are also an amma. So those are deducted from the open area. The open area is 8 plus 2 on each side is 12. But you deduct 1 amma because the jumd is enclosed. The 1 amma L-cornered 45-degree angle shape is closed off. So it's really not 12, it's only 10 that remains open in the width. So there's no machlokes by 10 if you need pshutin. Because at the end of the day, if the bar is 8, then the open area between the two jumdin is only 10. Because true, you have 2 on each side, which we said is 12, but you also have 2 jumdin on each side, which are an amma. So it ends up being 10. So Omra Papa Bebar Shmanu Kamalai Pligid Loi Binam Pshutin. Even Rameh says you don't need Pshutin over there, you have 10. 10 is not a breached area that you need to have at Pshutin. Bebar Shtemisrei, if the bar is 12, now the bar 12 really means it's 16, because 12 is the bar itself, open area. And then 2 on the right, 2 on the left is 16. And then you deduct an amma of each dumud on each side. So 16 becomes 15, 14. Well, 14, everyone agrees you need pshutin, even Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda's max was 13.3. That's the area that can be open. Once you have anything more than that, you have to make it smaller. You have to enclose it that it shouldn't be a breach of 13.3. So when it's 14, meaning a bar of 12, which ends up being an area open of 14, because 12 becomes 16, 2 on each side, minus the umid on each side, and amma is 14. 14 is more than 13.3. So if the bar is 12, kule amale pligi de binam pshutin, even Rabbi Yehuda says you need pshutin. You have to make it less than 13. You have to make it less than 14. At least 13.3. That's a max. Keep ligi. Where's the machlokes? Mishmoina at 12. From 8 amebar until 12. Now 12 is not really 12. It really means 11 and a third. Because 12 we said it's 14. 11 and a third is 13.3. The machlokes is between a bar 8 and a bar 11.3. 11 and a third. Because that is going to end up being an area of 10 and 13.3. That's where the machlokes is. According to Rav Meir, I need to put a pshutim over there because it can't be more than 10. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need pshutim over there because up to 13.3, it's allowed to be open. So ki pligi mishmoy not shteim esrei. Legamei bin a pshutin. Legapito le bin a pshutin. Zog the mov rapopa my kamashmon. Simple math. You need to tell me that the machleg is between 10 and 13. Obviously, if the bar is 8 and the calculation of the porus, it ends up being exactly what's called breached. Zog the mov. My kamashmon tanina. Zog the mov. Rav Papa Braisa loy shmiele the kamashmon ke Braisa. Rav Papa did not notice Braisa that we started off in the beginning on Amar Aleph, where the Gemara said that roich voishal pora is shtei ames and oivishal pora is ame v'shtei shlish. So this whole cheshbon he calculated based on the cheshbon of 3 paras and 4 paras or 6 and 8 paras to know exactly how much could be open according to Rav Yehuda. So Mameli made this cheshbon that the machlok is between the bar 8 and the bar 11 and the third. But because Braisa Lashmile, so he made this calculation without the Braisa spelling it, without the Braisa spelling it out clearly what the cheshbon of the width and the oivy is. So Tosfos Taka says, "Bebar shtem esrei kolam lepligi have a motzel minka bebar achas esrei v'shlish umashu." That's really the cheshbon veloy dak. So it's not dak when it says bar 12. It means 11 and a third. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ayech yoyser betel chitzas chotzer shibsho simen. The Gemara is going to ask numerous bayis now, the rest of the omet, and these are the simonim of the bayis. Zok the first bayah. Boy mina bay mi rabba. Herich bidyumdin kashir pshutin. L'rameya mahu. Meaning, according to Rameya, that you have to make the area less breached if it's more than 10. So we said that you place pshutin between 10 and 13.3. Then there's a measure that you may place pshutin. More than that, you also. But the machlokes is by between 10 and 13.3. So when you place the pshutin, what if instead of placing the pshutin, you just make the jumdin longer? Meaning, let's say the area is open 12 amas, and it's only allowed to be 10. So you place pshutin in order that it shouldn't be open 10 amas, more than 10. What if instead of placing the pshutin, you just make the jumd instead of 1 amma on each side, make it 2 amas on each side. So it becomes less than 10. The shear that you would have made the pshutin to minimize the area that's open. Now what's the lumdus? Why would you think that you can only make pshutin and not be marech b'dyumdin? So there is a mila in the pshutin over the jumdin. And it's a mila in the jumdin over the pshutin. On the one hand, the pshutin, you have avira da hagisa da hagisa mevatale. Now, at the end of the day, Tosis asked the kash in the beginning of Eisen Pasin, there's no avira da hagisa. Tosis says because he killed by Eler Regolim. But there's a mile maybe not having pshutin, so you don't have to come on to the avira da hagisa da hagisa mevatale. Others say the pshutin are an am at least, so maybe there's no avira da hagisa. But at the end of the day, it's poros meruba, so you would say avira da hagisa. So that's why maybe it's better to have jumdin that are longer. On the other hand, the pshutin are very clearly defined that you're trying to enclose the open area. Pshutin is more of a hecker, so there's a mile in pshutin over extending the jumdin. So Rashi, you extend the jumdin instead of minimizing through making pshutin. Mahu. Davka pshutin koma. Is it davka pshutin that you need? The chemid chikon yoisa mishil chachomim. Be in on hacker. Since you made it more than 10, you need a clear hacker. Beini veini. V'loi sagi b'agochas jumdin. It's not enough to have just the jumdin longer. Ela machik purtim in a pass. You have to make a space. V'noi some poshtin. You place a poshtin over there. So it's a clear hacker. V'chein li'idach kisa. And the same thing you do on the other side. V'shum da have a kega. Oy dilma the other side is. Kev in the sof eser revachu. De ikka loy mitzar. At the end of the day, all you have is 10 amas that are open and not more. You enclosed it by having the jumid longer. So mine of Kamina, if it's a heck or not a heck, at the end of the day, it's 10. So those are the two tzadim. The Karenari explains in Rashi, and he says that a jumid, it's not a pears, it doesn't appear, it's not a nicker that you did a bedafka like that. So people will think that it's that be'etzim and am is enough. Masha'enken, a poshet, it's clearly a hecker. By a jumid, when you mark the jumid, they'll think that the etzim and am is enough, even though it was 12 and you made it 2, they'll think the am would have been enough also. But when you clearly place a poshet, it's obvious that you did something to minimize the breach. So then it's clear that an am is not enough, but you have to have more if it's more open than 10. So by a jumid, maybe it's a nicker. It's a nicker that you're doing it to minimize it, that it shouldn't be more than 10. By a poshet, it's clearly defined that that's what you're coming to accomplish. Now the Ritva has a kasha on the ganze premise of Rashi that you're being a hacker. What do you mean being a hacker? In fact, the Ritva might have committed the hacker or not. Since Mechatesa, that's really the second side of Rashi, but Mechatesa, there's a din hacker, it's not a lechi. What do you mean hacker? As long as it's not more than 10. Dyumdin, possibly Royce that allowed Dyumdin. Does it say anywhere that it has to be nicker that you placed the Dyumdin there? The heck, you have a Dyumid on the four corners, L-shaped, an Ama each, it's good. As long as it's not 10 open. So what's enough kamina if it's hacker or not a hacker? It doesn't say anyway need a hacker. So what's the difference if the Dyumid is one Ama and it's not 10 open, or it's two Amas and it's not 10 open? The main thing is, it's not 10 open. So what's the din of a hacker over here? So Blazer Pachinski, in the Sefer Shalom Yehuda, he wants to say that the Yisoid of the Machloikas Rashi in the Ritva, this Kasha Gufa, is Lishitosom, in the beginning of the Sugya, what's the Pshutin that you place in the middle? Is the Pshutim, the Ritva says, the Pshutim can be a Mashu. The purpose of the Pshutim is to be minimize the opening of more than 10. Rashi says in the Mishnah that no, the Pshutim that you place going to a mayor have to be an Amma. We said it can either be Gimel Tvachim or Dalet Tvachim, that it shouldn't be Avir Nagisa, but it's an Amma, Agav the Dyumdin. But it's a Din Be'etzim, it has to be an Amma. Zok the Blazer Pachinski, very geschmack. Rashi Lishitosoi, the reason why it has to be Amma, because it's not Stam a Din that you have to minimize the area. There's a hacker that you have to create. You have to create a hacker over here. It's a din in a hacker when we said the din of Pasabi Royce. So Mamela, this hacker that you created, it has to be Dafkin Amma. So Rashi over here also says, where is there a hacker? Is it sufficient of enough of a hacker when you just marked with Yumdin? But Ritva said it was never a din hacker. It was just a mashu to make sure that the 10 is not 10. As long as it's a mashu that splits it up that it's not 10, that's sufficient. So Mamela, he asks over here, what's enough kamina? If you marked with Yumdin or not, that was his kasha. Because it was never a din hacker. It was always a din in minimizing the breach. So, man, a matter of kamina, how you minimize it? Now, the Ritva himself answers the kasha. He says, like the Sotah the Rashba, that the mile in the poshet is that the poshet, if let's say you have a breach of 20, the poshet makes it that it's less than 10 on each side now. Because since you have exactly 20 and you put something in between, so it's automatically less than 10 on each side. So it makes it that you're making it less than 10. First of all, we see from this Rashba that the Pasha could be a Mashu, but the point is it makes it less than 10. Masha Enkin, that's what the Pasha does. Masha Enkin, the Dumid, doesn't make it less than 10. The Dumid is 10 itself. So Mela, we see the difference between the Mile of the Pasha, it makes it less than 10, versus the Dumid, it leaves it as 10. He's Mechalik between 10 and less than 10. That's really the Ran's Kasha. Where do we find the difference between 10 or less than 10? 10 is also good. But upon him, that's what he says is the Sofik in the Gemara, the maila of poshet over dyumid, meaning herch bedyumdin mahu. So that's Gemara's baya. Boy minei abaya min rabbe herch bedyumdin kishir pshutin rameya mahu. Omale tenisua. Uvavach yabre bepasin. It says clearly that you have to be marbre bepasin. My love the mach bedyumdin. The Gemara assumes marbre bepasin means that you extend the dyumid. So we see clearly that could be instead of the pshutin, you could just mark the dyumin. So Gemara loy, the mapish for ovid pshutin, you make pshutin. Yehochi, hayu vavach yabre pasin. Achiyabe passin mi boile. It's not bipassin. Bipassin means you're extending an existing mechitza. You're extending an existing dumid. But when it says yarbe passin, so then why is it bipassin? It should have been achiyabe passin if you're placing pshutin. It's not an extension of an existing thing. So gemara tini yitak after bigurus. Achiyabe passin. It means pshutin. It doesn't mean extending the dumdin. And passin means not bipassin. It means achiyabe passin. So you place pshutin. Ikadamri learns the opposite. It says you have to be, as long as you're marbe bepasin, there's no problem in the breach. My love, what does that mean? The mapish vavet pshutin, that you place pshutin. So we see a right that you dafka have to be placed pshutin. You can't be extend be marach the yumdin. So k'mo loy is no raya. The marach be yumdin. Hochna mistavra. That is marach be yumdin. Miriktoni uvach yabe bepasin. Here we're going with the gears that says bepasin. That means you extend an existing yumid. Shmami no. That it doesn't. That you're allowed to be marach the yumdin, the existing yumdin, because it says yabe bepasin, and it doesn't mean dafka pshutin. Now the Gemara has a similar kasha in Reb Yehuda. Boy min abay min rabbe. If you have more than 13.3 according to Rabbi Yehuda, mahu pshutin ovid or bedyum din marich. So the Rishonim explained because Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned pshutin in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda only discussed dyumdin. So the whole het of pshutin, does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda or not? So what do you do when you have more than 13.3? Are you marich bedyum din or does pshutin work? Just like a mayor, pshutin works. According to Rabbi Yehuda, pshutin would also work. Zogt Rashi l'Rabbi Yehuda, d'loy itka pshutin. Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned pshutin in the Mishnah, so does he even hold a pshutin? Hey, adifalei, what's better according to him? Pshutin adifalei umruchokim in ad yumdin. It's far, it's removed from the yumdin. Yudgam ama lemahave akeir beni beni. So it's more of a hacker. V'loy sagi ba'arochas yumdin, but it's not sufficient just to be marked the yumdin. Oy harochas yumdin adif. It's better to have harochas yumdin. Why? D'loy leis yavira dagisu dagisu levatlo. Here Rash says, because the pshutin, it is a chisorin of avira dagisu dagisu levatlo. So what would you do if you have more than 13.3? Do you extend the yumdin, so you have no problem of avira? Or do you say that din of pshutin, which is more of a hecker? It's a hecker dikadin, like we said. It's a certain hecker that you can see because we allowed a poros merubah la'omid, so it has to be nicker that you're, what you're doing now is b'teris special hetter for oiler regalim. So you need this hecker. Zok the Gemara Omalei. So he told him to nisua. The Befeish of Braisa state, kama hein mekurovin. How close could the yumdim be from the bar? Kedei roish merubah la'omid. As long as the animal can place Rosh Vruba, which he said is 2 amas from the bar. So less than that, you can't place the Yumdin. V'kamo meruchokin, and how far could they be extended to? How far could they be? So it says in Tanakhama, afilu kur, v'afilu kurayim, even a very large area. Rabbi Yehuda don't even know. Rabbi Yehuda says, beis asayim, it could only be beis asayim, which is 100 by 150 amas, which is 5,000 square amas. Beis asayim is muta. Then you're allowed to carry, if you have these ribuy of Dumdin, obviously, a pshutin, in order to be able to carry in the middle. But if base asayim. But yoysim base asayim, if it's more than the shear of base asayim, so then it's also, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't have the het of possibly rois. Omru loy, the Chachomet told Rabbi Yehuda, Iyata moide bedir, don't you agree to a barn where animals live? And Rashi says in the deer, you even have the roya living there. Mukav ledira, sharoya dor sham balayla. The Rebbe has a whole truth on this. He says, where do we see that a roya has to live there? What's wrong with the animals be considered mukav ledira? But it says that the roya is there also. So don't you agree by a deer, v'soyar, or an area that's surrounded for animals, umukta? Also, it's the yard in the back of your house, the mukta, the yard in the back of the house, not the front of the house, the back of the house. That you have these chotzer in front of the house and all these areas that are inhabited somewhat, it's mutter by possibly rois, even if it's much more than beis asayim. So why are you saying that it's only mutter beis asayim? So answer the Rabbi Yehuda, there's a fundamental difference. Omalahen, zumechitza, meaning by a deer and a soya and all these enclosed areas, it's a real mechitza. So mela. So that's why it's takamut even more than beis asayim. Ve'elu, mashenga pasi b'rois, is pasin. Meaning, since every pas is only an amo, and it's lemaisit porutz, up until 13.3 according to him, so mele you can't be matem more than beis asayim. You can't bring a raya that you mate aide mechitzes, yoisim beis asayim, to a place where you mate aide pasim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's chilek. So the Gemara wants to now bring Bipoisha, this child that we asked. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's 13.3 or more, when it's more than 13.3, how you memayit? You memayit b'harochas dumdin, or could you place pshutin? Now, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it can only be based on sayim. And we asked, why is it different? Rabbi Yehuda said, because zu mechitza v'zu pasin. That means Rabbi Yehuda is being matter, I base on sayim, I de pasin, not I de mechitza. Now, if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only allows to make pshutim in the middle, so then it makes sense. Zupasin. It's not a pasin. It's each one is an ama. So it's a pas. It's not a mechitza. But if you say that a Yehuda allows the juma to be extended, instead of an ama, it could be 5 amas. So then it's not pshat zupasin and zumechitza. They're both mechitzas. And you have to mechalik between a deer and a chotzer and pasi birois, that you have this pirtz of 13.3, that it's a different din mechitza. This mechitza of arochas yum din is one din, and this is a different din. And that's what here could be based Simon, it could be more. But the fact that he says Zupasim Zumchitza is clearly that he's saying that based Simon is not Aide Harochas Diumdin, but rather Aide Pshutin. So the Gemara, Vim Isa, so Zumchitza, Vizumchitza Biboile. He should have said they're both Mechitzas. There's a difference over here, it's a pirtz of 30.3, and here isn't. So that's over here, it's Mutter based Simon, and here it's Mutter Yosim based Simon. The fact that he didn't say so is a raya. Clearly, that you're allowed to be ma'ir in the pshutin itself. You're allowed to place pshutin according to Rabbi Yehuda too when it's more than 13.3. So the Gemara is matcha the Ryan, he says, no, lo'oilam according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only be ma'ir the jumdin. So why does it say zu pasin vizu mechitza? So the Gemara hochi komar. Zu toyas mechitza le pitzaseh be'eser. when you have the regular deer and soyar and mukta and chotzer, it's a regular Torah's mechitza, so the pirtza could be 10. Masha enkein, ve'elu, when you matted a tilta by pasi b'goyis, even if you're going to say that you are marich b'dyum din, it's toigas pasin alein, it's for the shame pasi b'goyis. It's not a shame mechitza, even though it's an extended yumud. So me'elu pirtza same b'shloish re'abim v'shlish, so me'elu can't be more than 13.3. But he allows it until 30.3, and it's taka muta only until base asayim, and not like a deer in chotzer, which muta kukurayim. The difference is, because zu toigas mechitza alei, by regular kukurayim, by a deer in chotzer, vizu toigas pasin aleien. So mele pizza sem b'shloisrei. Even if you mark the jumdin, it's a toigas pasin. It's not a toigas mechitza. So that's why it's 13.3, and it's not more than base asayim. Frequently we're showing him, the Ritva and others, we're saying now, according to Yehuda, by a deer and chotzer, zut toigas mechitz aleh pitzaseh be'eser. What do you mean be'eser? Shitzer b'yuda is, appears a lot to be yud gimel. We had the mission of b'yuda, till 13.3. Zok to b'tva, that's only by a movui. When a movui, you have two proper mechitzas, so then, yitaka can have 13.3. Mashen can pass b'yuda, where there are no mechitzas, not one side has a real mechitzah shlema, so in Mela, it would only be kosher by yud, and only by Oilu Golem or Matat Yud Gimel. But not Oilu Golem. By Chotzer Deer, it's taka back to the din of Yud. So that's what the Gemara says. Zutos Mechitza Lei, Upitzaseh Be'eser. Oilu Be'etzim Pasmigoy should also be Yud. Of Oilu Golem, we allow 13.3. By a Mobi, we taka said 13.3 is a shear. It could be more than Hachovim Be'eser. You don't have to be a Mayat Kongter Yud on that base. A Mobi that has real Mechitzas, you don't have to have more, less than 10. It could be up to 13.3. Masha Enk can pass because which doesn't have Mechitzas, it has to be 10. Oilu Golem de Mekel, Masha Enk and Dir Chotzer, it's taka back to 10. Zok Gmor, the next buyer. The first buyer was Orich, Yoiser, the next one is Betel Simon. Zok Gmor, boy, minea buyer, mi rabba. Tail am is lakat asor mitoch al bo. If you have a ramp, if you have a elevated slope that's going up 10 tvachim within 4 amas. That means if it only turns 10 tvachim after 4 amas, that's not looked upon as 10 tvachim tall, as a Rishus HaYochid. It's only looked upon as a wall of 10 tvachim, as a Shem Rishus HaYochid, when it's tail hamislaket, asoga b'toich abo, 10 tvachim before it reaches dalad amas. Now the lomnitz of tail hamislaket, asoga b'toich arbo, the reason that it's considered like a mechitza, Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchos Sukkah explains that the reason why we look at it like a mechitza is we look at it as if the elevation of the slope are small mechitzas ktanas that are kein madregas, like steps. Just like you have steps that go up a few tvachim, then up a few tvachim, up a few tvachim. So even though it's really a slope, it's not one on top of another. It's you have to go further in to get to the next step. So that's how we look at a tail. We stand on the bottom of the staircase, you see 10 tvachim high. You see 10 tvachim tall. Even though it's steps, so that's the tail of mislaket. The tail of mislaket, we look like the mechitza because we look at it like steps, all small mechitzas that mitzdarf one to another. So mele betoich dalad ames, we look at it as a sorot tvachim of small mechitzas that mitzurif one to another. So mele have a sorot tvachim as a tziruf of the tail. The Chazanish and Gilyonis over there argues, and he says that tell him it's like it's considered like kuloi oimet, meaning it's mechitzas oimet. He look at this ramp at the slope as totally being oimet, a standing mechitza of 10 tvachim tall. So what's the baya? Boy, mina baya mi rabbe. Tell him it's like that. Surim itoch arba nido in mishum diumet or any nido mishum diumet. If you have this ramp sitting on the corner of a pasi b'rois, in the corner of one of the corners you want to use as a diumet, could you utilize this telem islaket, this ramp, this slope as a diumet? Now a diumet needs to have an ama going in each direction. So do you look at this heap of dirt that's sloping up as if you imaginary carve out a 45 degree angle? So now you have this telem islaket of asor b'tech arbo. B'toich arba ames, imaginary going in both directions if you carved out a 45 degree angle and you hollowed out that inside of that slope, the inside of that heap of earth. So the tail of mislaket, is it considered like a dumid or not? Zog to Gemoga, nidem mishum dumid, enni mishum dumid. Omelet nisua, Reb Shimon loza oimel, hois shom even murubas. If in the corner of the pas b'rois, you have a square brick. Roin, we look at it as follows. Kol shilat chalek. If you can carve out in that brick a 45 degree hollow square, So now you squared it out that you remain with 45 degree angle. So then it's considered a dumah as long as you have an am in each direction. That means you take the brick and you goyin as if you were chaykik inside. So goyin koshi lit chalek. You split it in that way. B'yesh ba'amalekan ma'amalekan. So need a mishum dumah. So then it's considered like a dumah. So if you mechalek the square brick, that means that you take the inside and you mechalek it, that you remain now an am in each direction. So it's considered like a dumah. V'im lav, and if you don't have that ability to be mechalikid, that you have an am in each direction, ain't a nidim shum dumit. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishah, Rabbi Yechman breika oimel, it doesn't have to be square. Hoyz shom even agula, even if it's a circular brick, royin, kol shilit chokek, first you, every circle has a perfect square inside of it. So if you first remove, carve out the edges of the square, that make it into the edges of the circle, so to speak, that make it into, you remain with a square. Kol shi ilu tichakek v'tichalek. First, you carve out the circle area around it that makes it into a perfect square. So that's tichakek. And then tichalek. And once you have a square, now you split it in half and you carve out the inside, so to speak. Then you remain with a 45 degree angle. Am in each direction. V'yesh v'amalekan v'amalekan. Dinim shum diumet. And if you don't have that ability, so what's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishah breika? If you say it by a square dafka, or you say it even by a circular brick, you say once royin, v'trei royin l'yamrinon. After all, by a circle you have to say two royins. Royin number one that you have to make the circle into a square by imaginary carving out the corners that the circle now is not a circle, but you carved out a square inside of it. And then you mechalik it also to be able to make a 45 degree angle, and you take out the whole pnimius. So that's the chalik v'techakik. That's two goyins. So mandom, it says only by a square brick. You don't say two goyins. Umar sovar afil trein goyin nami amrinon. You also say two goyins. Now the Achronim explained in Lomdes, what's the reason trei goyin lo yamrinon? If the yisoida possibly goyis, like we said before in Rashi, it's a din heker also. It's selikta din heker in the possibly goyis. So then it's understandable why trei goyin lo yamrinon. Why? Because when you only have one goyin, so I can look at a square, I see over here a heker of possibly goyis. I see the techolek. But if you have to do two royins, tichokek v'ticholek, it's too far removed from the heker of pasbi royis. Since you said the pasbi royis is a din heker also, it has to be nickered that it's made for this. And you allowed the drawing of the water, even though it's a pirza of eser or yud gimel, so mainly need a heker, like Rashi says. So explains the Chazon Ish, that's the reason why trei goyin lo yamrinon. Because it's felt in the ganze heker, we don't see it over here. We don't see a shamed yumid if you need chakika and chaluka. So that's why trei goyin lo yamrinon. So we had three different cases in the Gemara. We had tela mislaket, that was one sugya, and we said over there that is it nidah mishum diumid or not? That was the question of the Gemara. And omelet nisua, and we brought a raya from Evan Murubas pashtus. Evan Murubas, you say royin, so tela mislaket, you also say royin. Then the Gemara brought, after Evan Murubas, the Gemara brought Evan Agula. And the Gemara explained the machlekes, trei goyin amrinon achad royin amrinon only. So the question is, what's the pshat by telem eslakat? By telem eslakat, the reason why it's good is because we see a regular one royin, just like by Evan Murubas, or no, telem eslakat would not be good if you hold that trei goyin lo yamrinon, because by telem eslakat, you also have to say trei goyin. Zok Rashi, trei goyin, l'Rabbi Shmuel, v'tel nami ke'evan agula adomi, telem eslakat is like two royin, and you won't be able to say it if you don't hold of two royin. The Tanakama lo yamrinon trei goyin. According to Tanakama, Shmuel b'yechmem reka says, you say trei goyin. But according to Tanakama, you don't. So tell him it's like you would not be able to say goyin. It would not be k'nidah mishum diumud. It's not like Evan Merubas. That's a Rashi in the sugya. However, other Rishonim, the Ritva brings b'shem derived, that tell him it's like it is like Evan Merubas. And the kuli alma, it's nidah mishum diumud. Because chad goyin amrinon. Tell him it's like it. You just see this heap of earth that's going in a slope. So you carve out, and you cut out your mechalikit, that you have two diumud on each side, and am on each side. So that's really the machalikit's Rashi. And other Rishonim is tell him it's like lemaskona, chad royin or trei royin. The next baya is chitzas. Zog dem ol boi mene abai mirabe. Chitzas akonim. Kone, pochus mishloisho, nidah mishum diumud eloi. If you have chitzakonim, you have a bunch of reeds that are only going in a direction, vertical direction, chassis, and they're within gimel tvachim one another. Chitzakonim, konikonim pachas mishloisha, is it called a duman or not? So what's the bayah? What's the shail over here? Why should it not be a dumit? So the reason is, Dr. Ritva, so even though by possibly lois we allowed post buba loimit, allowed to have the inside being an open area of 10 or 13.3 according to Yehuda, ain't a chanami, you could have pierces, and you got post buba loimit. But the dumit itself has to be oimed. The dumit itself cannot be kone kone. That's the suffix. Ain't a chanami, post buba loimit be allowed by possibly lois. But the birois, but the dumdim itself have to be oimed, maluba alapod, they have to be oimed. They can't be kone kone. So that's the suffix in the Gemara. That's one side. Or we allowed a het of poetz mubal oimed, but the jum didn't have to be proper shame chitz of shesi be'erev. And kone kone is only one direction. It's only vertical. So mele, that's the suffix. Do the shame jum din itself have to be shesi be'erev, or do the jum din itself have to be not kone kone, but rather it has to be a shame of oimen merubal aporetz, and it's not enough to have kone kone. So boy, many abay me rabbe chitz sakonim kone kone pachs mishloisha. Need the mishum diumed aloi. Do we look at it as kone kone being that it's only shesi and not erev? Maybe need erev and shesi, or maybe you need that it should be in ganza oimen merubal, and it can't just be kone kone. Is it considered a diumed or not? Omalei tenisua hoyisham ilon. If instead of one of the diumed in one of the corners, you have a tree, oy geder or a fence. Or chitz akonim, gather is a gather avonim. Or chitz akonim, or you have a bunch of konim poles, reeds that are vertical. Nidim shum diumet. It says clearly it's nidim shum diumet. My lav, what does it mean when it says kona? Kona kona pachas mishloisha, and that was the bayah that we had. So we see clearly that it's considered diumet. So when it says konim, it doesn't mean just regular konim that are standing one next to another. B'tach gimel loy gudrisa de koni. It's talking about a bush that's solid on the bottom. The first gimel tvachim is solid like a tree, and then it branches out of there, different branches going in different directions, and that would be considered like a diumet, meaning 45 degrees angle, one going to one corner, one going to the other direction. So that's the gather of the konim. It's not a riot to kona kona. Kona kona loyalim is not good. Gudrisa de koni is good because that's solid on the bottom. And a milo being solid on the bottom, because then it's like a even merubas, where you can say ticholek. By a konim konim, you don't have that ticholek. So mele, that's why it is a milo of a bush versus kona kona. So mele, there's no raya. Kona doesn't mean kona kona. It means this type of bush, which is gudrisa de kaino. Frag the mogev, it's a regular bush that's solid on the bottom, just the first gimel tvachim at least. So Yochi Hainu Elon, the Elamai gonna tell me if it's the same as Elon, so Elamai gonna tell me it's Kona Kona Pachas Mishloisha, so Hainu Geder. So what's it between Geder and Kona Kona? It's vital repetitious if it's referring to a regular Kona Kona Pachas Migimel. We're assuming that Geder is also if it's Mechitza just of Shesi. So if it's Kona Kona, it's Mamash Geder. Elamai is Lach Meimar, Trey Gavni Geder, two types of Geder. Meaning one of them is taka gonna be a geder avonim, which is shesi ve'erev, and there's a kona kona dika geder, which is shesi without erev. So once you're saying there's two types of geders, so hochanami you can say the same thing. Trei gavni ilon lo oilam it's gudisa de koni, and there's two types of ilonos. There's the ilon that's the bark is not just gimel; it's the whole yud is solid, and there you say techolik on that, and there's one that's only the bottom first three tvachim is, and then it branches out into konim. So there's two types of ilon. But loilam, there's no raya, kona kona, pachas migimel, loilam is not needed mishum diumid. There's no raya from here. It's two types of ilon. Be'etzim, it's solid on the bottom. Zok the Gemara, the second lishna, ikad amri, gudisa de koni, komi bayalei. The question, goof, is a bush that's solid, the first gimel tvachim, and then it turns to konim, is that needed mishum diumid or not? Explains the Goyen Yankov, the Bayer, the Gemara, by gudisa de koni, that's goof of the Bayer, is it considered diumid or not? Meaning, that the first bottom gimel tvachim or taka you have to say techalik, just like an ever merubas. On top of that, the konim that come out you have to say lovud because the konim are spread, so you have to say it within lovud, and that's good for the bayah. Do we say that since over here it's not just techalik, it's techalik plus the din of lovud? So mele, would that be considered like a dumit, or maybe no? Maybe mechitzas konim is better because mechitzas konim, regular kona kona, all you need is a din lovud. Kona kona, shesi din lovud. So that maybe is considered humid. Mashenken gudisa de koni, which you have to come out to two dinim, side din of lovad lamalo, and side din of techalik lamata by the bark, the first three tvakim. So meili tarti lo yamrinon, and that's a suffix. Do you say that is nidim shum humid or not? So zog the gemara again. Ikad amri gudisa de koni kame baile. Gudisa de koni mai. So we see clearly that kone means godisa de kone. So gemaloi kone pachas mishloisha. That's talking about kone. Like the Goyen Yankov says, kone is better. You don't have to come out to two dinim. Ihochi hainu gather the same as gather. Velamai godisa de kone. You're gonna tell me kone means godisa de kone. So hainu ilon the same as ilon. Elamai zecha meimar zok demo dafchofa mer aleph treigam ni ilon. There's two types of ilon. Hochenami treigam ni gather. So likewise, you can say there's two types of gather. There's chitz takonim, which is a gather of pachas mishloisha. And there's two types of gedorim. There's a gedor that's solid, and there's a gedor that's only made out of shesi. But it comes out in this ikad amri that gudisa the koni is taka worse. In the first lesson, we said it's a milo gudisa the koni. The fact that it's mechuber lamato. Mashenken, at least the bottom three is not lovut. Mashenken and Lisha Basu was saying now the ikad amri gudisa the koni is gufa the chisarin, like we said, because of the two dinim you have to come on to, lovut lamalo and techolik lamato. We'll stop over here at the top of Daf Chof Omid Aleph, the last bayah of the Gemara. Bomri Abayi Mirabe, Chotze Sheroi Shenichnas.